Hi, I'm Carol Delasky, and I welcome you to our first podcast. I'm here today with Kelly Rouse Brown and Laura Hall, and we're happy to talk about one of our favorite tools that we use in the holistic woman community. It's called One Word. One Word is a tool. Kelly, Laura, how many years do you think we've been using it?
God, that's a good question.
Been maybe 5 years?
That's what I'm guessing.
Four or five?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been using it for a lot of years now within our community. And for those of you who aren't familiar with it, I'm just going to take a moment to tell you what it is. And then we have just some stories we want to share with you about how we've seen this tool work very powerfully in the lives of our community and for ourselves. So it's based on a book that was written by John Gordon, Dan Britton, and Jimmy Page. It's called One Word That Will Change Your Life. And this book was brought to me by a good friend many years ago. And she said, Carol, this is such a wonderful tool. I wish that you would do something with it. I wish you would share it with folks. And so I had a breakthrough workshop that I did it on and began using it at that time. What I like about the tool is that Gordon, Britton, and Page have really created something simple. Incredibly simple. It is a process, a three-step process that allows you to receive a word that's meant for you in the year for an entire year, and then you keep it in front of you for the entire year so that it can teach you. It becomes your teacher. And it's just a powerful, simple, as many things are that are so powerful. They often are very, very simple. And this tool we've used effectively for many years. Laura, do you want to say a bit about how it actually works?
Sure. So there, like you mentioned, there's a three-step process that's involved in this one word acquiring. What I love about it is its simplicity. You know, when I read the book, the thing that stood out for me was that the authors talked about how complicated we sometimes make resolutions, but that the one word is something that's easier to be sustained across a year. So it doesn't have to start at the beginning of the year, but oftentimes that's when people pick this up and start working with it. So step one is to really get quiet, to go into yourself. And they walk you through a couple questions that you sit with in that quietness. After you've kind of been in that inward space, the second step is to look up or look out. So whether that's your higher self, God, some people might even call it your higher coach, right? That part of you or that thing that you connect with, that is where the source of wisdom comes from. So then that would be the second part of the process. After those two things kind of happen, the idea is that you receive a word, which, like you also mentioned, it's very different than picking. Mm-hmm. So then all of a sudden, and we'll all talk a little bit about what that's been like for us, but we receive a word, and then the third part is to live it, to live that word, and to use it as a filter through which you view your life over the course of the next 12 months. Really, one of the great things about it is it can be used in a variety of settings. Kelly, what are some of the ways that you or settings that you've seen it used in?
Well, we actually use it in my joint venture, Minute Leap, Minute Suites, in airports, and three different teams, three different locations use it. And it's been a great way to build camaraderie remotely in different areas and good conversation with building teams and getting to know one another a little bit better and helping support and lift others up in the direction they're going for each year. And I agree with you, Laura, with the resolution. It's such a timely podcast that we have because I'm challenging my team right now, you know, to let those words come, receive those words, and not to rush it. And it can really help a business become more and more successful, more cohesive. In addition to, you know, our my business, other businesses, large businesses, small entrepreneurs, Fortune 500 companies use it. I know churches have used it. I think, Carol, you've actually done some work with churches around one word. Mm-hmm. And different families use one word. In fact, my I've been challenging my niece, who talks about her word being open this year. So it's been really, really, really fun for us to use that one word. And I think, Laurie, doesn't your family do something?
We do. Fun? And so when the kids were little, because they didn't necessarily get the steps, because they were too young to totally comprehend what that looked like, one of the fun things I did, because that was when Harry Potter was really big.
Oh, fine.
So I told them it's kind of like the sorting hat, right? Yeah. So where the sorting hat sorts you into the house, the receiving aspect of that is you're not picking that you go to Gryffindor. The sorting hat is telling you, you know, that that's the house you're meant to. And they really resonated with that. So now that they're older, they do use the process, but it was a cool way when they were younger to get them to kind of be open to what this process looks like.
That's so great. And I think for holistic women retreats, our community, when we launched this, like we talked about 4 or 5 years ago, it's really been a great way for us to set some good intentions for ourselves personally and to help our communities look ahead in the future. I mean, Carol, you've really kicked off one word for us over the past years. How have you seen things shape up in our community using this tool?
What I love about this particular tool is that as we've used it throughout the years, women use it as a conversation starter. It's a way for women in our community to connect with each other. And so maybe they're connecting out of curiosity to say, hey, what's your word? And what are you learning from it this year? Other times it might be that someone has the same word that you had on a different year. My first word was believe, and whenever I have people who have that word, then I'm like, oh, well, what are you learning from it? Because I know what I learned, but it may be different. And so, yeah, that's one of the things that is so wonderful about our community is the curiosity to meet people where they are and hear what it is like for them and not assume that what's true for me is true for anybody else. So it's a wonderful tool that we have used in and out over the years. And I love the stories that come up with it. I had an excited client this morning call me. I have to tell you what happened to me today. And I'd like to tell you what happened just sort of anonymously. So she says, Carol, I read about this and I'd never heard about it before. So I went and I sat in a quiet place and I waited for my word to come. And I figured it, I thought it was going to be integrity or honesty or truth. Like I had these ideas in my head about what it was going to be. And then the word that showed up was not at all what I was expecting. It was joy.
Aww.
And she said, I had such a quick reaction of both laughter and tears. Literally, it just flooded all of a sudden with this word joy. And she was so excited she had to call and tell me. And so she's still thinking, I'm going to try this on. I'm not sure this is it, because it wasn't at all what I was expecting. But I did remind her that that's actually one of the ways you know it's your word sometimes, is because it's not what you expect. And it does surprise us. And it's something that pops up in us as opposed to something we've really thought through, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I definitely resonate with that.
Yeah. So, Laura, tell us about one of the words you've had over the years.
So I'm going to just kind of piggyback off what you were talking about, because I feel like I'm having a similar experience in that. So my word for this year is pause, P-A-U-S-E, where my word last year was notice. And I felt like at first they were too similar. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm sitting with it a little while, I realize that's not the case. But for me, and this has kind of been something that has happened across the years, I know it's my word because I start seeing it everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it was even funny because one day I was in this complete, like, I don't think it's my word. And a picture came across Facebook that was like a dog doing yoga or something. And it was like, you know, take time and just pause, P-A-W-S. And it made me laugh because it was a different spelling in a different way. But it was still the same kind of feeling that the word pause is starting out for me. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I've experienced over the years is kind of how the word shows up in the beginning of the year. It changes mm-hmm. over the course of time. And so where I think I understand what pause means to me right now, I'm really excited to see where it ends up taking me, because it is a journey for me. How about you, Cal?
Well, you know, I feel like I've been fortunate trying on words. They've stayed with me. They fit pretty good. And my word last year was leap. And the way it came to me was amazing, actually. I had a lot of words that, you know, that I was trying on, and leap just really was sticking. Somebody sent me a frog rattle. And somebody gave me a bottle of wine, great frogs. You know, it was like, what is this? What is this frog resembling for me? And of course, my joint venture I was talking about earlier on the podcast is Minute Leap. And so because my business really has grown over the past year or so, I thought, okay, I'm leaping in again. I'm going to go out there. And so what I did with the word leap was really use it as an acronym in my business for leadership, engagement, attitude, positive performance. And now that's a company-wide initiative that we have. In fact, I'm flying out to Dallas to present our Leap of the Year award. And so it's very, very exciting how these words kind of evolve into bigger things than you even imagined in the beginning of the year. And so I've had a lot of fun with Leap. And Leap has put me into my new word, savvy, which is definitely stretching me a little bit more, because I find that savviness is not, especially technically, savvy does not come very easy to me. Of course, we have Kira on our team who's very savvy. We have other people. And so, in fact, I bought some tickets to a show. What is it called? School of Rock. And my friend said, oh, just put that app in there and we'll send you the money. And I'm like, what? I have to put in an app. And so I immediately said to myself, okay, Kel, this is it. It's time to get savvy and make things more efficient for 2018. So I have really had a good time so far, even though it's been a short time, using savvy to try and really stretch myself to be more, you know, more efficient.
I think one of the things that we do with one another, and that I hope that people that are using this tool are telling other people about their word. Because now that I know your word savvy, Kelly, as things kind of show up across the year, because for me, it's oftentimes I forget to use this tool. And it's been so helpful when one of you guys or somebody in my family will say, well, Laura, you know, in this situation, if you were running the block you're coming up against through the word, whatever my word has been across the years, you know, what comes out on the other side? So you can rest assured that when you feel blocked and you don't remember to use the tool, I'll be there to say, hey, Kelly, what does savvy mean in this situation?
Well, that didn't seem very savvy, Kelly. Let's go back to that. Yeah.
No judgment.
No judgment.
We're all
just
that
fun.
Work in progress. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I have one of the joys that I've had with this is watching my coaching group use it over the years. And we've done it many, many years. And one of the things I've observed is how as women tell their story about what they're learning from their word, what the word is teaching them, it seems like everybody in the group benefits from that. Everybody learns through those shared lessons and those shared stories. And so your niece's word open is a word that one of my clients has used in the past. And it was years ago that she had that word. But we still reference it when I'm talking in that group of, oh, what is it like to be open in this case, in this situation? And it's a very, very powerful and long-lasting tool.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I do have noticed myself with it is that once the year is up, whether you begin in January or another time of year, they do encourage you to stick with it for a year, because there are challenges that come, or there may be challenges that come, and it's important to stick with it, because it's in those challenges that there are some real gems of lessons. But then when you get towards the end of your year, some of us get really attached to our words and we don't want to give it up. Like, I really like that word now that it's been here for a year. So something I think several of us have observed is that you don't ever really lose the word.
Mm-hmm.
It just stays with you as you take on a new word. I feel now that I have six words. I'm in my sixth year. And I've got mementos all around my home and office that remind me of those words. And I continue to weave those into my, you know, my own personal reflections and devotions. And I think that I feel like I'm building a wall or a tower or some kind of foundation is being laid with all of the words that I've been given thus far.
Mm-hmm. I love that you're talking about, like, creatively how to keep it kind of front and center and in the front of your mind, because that's been one of my experiences. Like, historically, like when we first started using this, my family painted canvases. And we would hang them in the mudroom, which was our main entrance and exit. So we saw them all the time. Well, last year was a turmoil. We moved twice. The canvases didn't get painted. I have one in college, one working on her own. And I didn't create anything for myself. And it wasn't until about halfway through the year that a friend, Terry, made me a necklace. And it brought it back to the front of my mind. So I think that creative part of somehow making something that's associated with your word, for me, has been such a key component to allowing that word to be with me throughout a 12-month period without it falling to the back of my mind.
Yeah.
And I think even if you don't make the word, you find the words show up in different places. I have plaques all over my office of my words, like, Carol, you have 6 words. I think I've counted 4 or 5 words, 4 words for sure. And those words are pretty much all over my office. And it's inspiring.
Yeah.
It really, really is. It's a good reset sometimes to even think back to other words when you need them.
You're right, Kelly. It's not always creative. As we're sitting here, I see Carol has a gift bag that has the word joy on it.
Oh,
and
where'd you get
that?
And
we both know that was one of her words.
Kelly gave me that.
Kelly gave that's awesome.
Yeah. One of my favorite creative things is, with my coaching group again, I'll take blank candles, like white pillar candles and puffy paint, and I'll paint the word.
Ooh.
All of us have painted candles with our words, and I put that in my morning devotional place where I sit and read and pray and think and just get grounded at the beginning of each day. And I light that candle every day, and I look at that word every day, and it just helps me to remember it and to start using it as a lens to look through the day's events with.
Ooh. I'm going to borrow that.
I like that. That's a great ritual.
I do too. I'm definitely borrowing that.
I love that.
So, as we close up, are there any other challenges or stories that we want to share with our community?
Well, the only challenge that I had was one of my first words, which was move. And I didn't move as much as I thought I would through the year, but certainly the year after that and the year after that I did. So certainly it was a push-up word for me for years to come.
And the lesson continued after that first year.
Yes.
That's cool. Thank you for reminding us of that. I think one of the things that they reference in the book that I want to offer up to all of us is this idea of having a stretch team. That's the term that Gordon, Britton, and Paige use for it. And a stretch team is to have that community of people, like we've referenced today, to help you remember to use it, to help you process what you're learning, to laugh with you and giggle over how surprising the words can be. And so that's one of the things that, as we have used it in the Holistic Woman community, that we offer to one another, is to be that stretch team to remind each other what we're learning. And I will be talking about this at the next event, at the BU event, Be More You event on January 31st at Brewer's Alley in the upstairs room there. We'll be talking about the program, what is one word, and you'll learn more about it if you're in the area and you're able to come. We invite you to attend. If you're not, just email us at info@holisticwomanretreats.com. We'd love to hear your story about your one word. Have a great day.